USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden reversed his original plan of halting construction of the border wall started by President Trump and hastily stopped under his executive order. Biden now plans to resume 13.4 miles of wall construction in the Rio Grande Valley. The Concho County Sheriff's Department in Texas is mourning the loss of two fellow deputies who were killed in a shootout Monday night. Deputy Samuel Leonard and Sergeant Stephen Jones were responding to a dog complaint. According to officials, 28-year-old Jeffrey Nichols fatally shot the two after a car chase, and the suspect barricaded himself in Eden, Texas. That's in the very center of the state. Nicholas was arrested and charged with two counts of capital murder and is being held on $4 million bond. CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter Wednesday consumers can no longer buy Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Musk cited the environmental concerns associated with Bitcoin. Musk says that cryptocurrency has a massive carbon footprint. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Authorities in Florida arrested and charged a 14-year-old boy with murder a day after the disappearance and death of a 13-year-old girl. The parents of Tristan Bailey, a student and cheerleader at Patriot Oaks Academy in St. John's, Florida, reported their daughter missing Sunday morning after she failed to return home the night before.
This was not the outcome the St. John's County Sheriff's Office wanted or this community. This was an exhausting search by the neighborhood, by the St. John's County Sheriff's Office. We have located a body that is preliminarily identified as Tristan Bailey. This is a grieving community, and we're going to respect that grieving community. And I ask you that you put this out there and you help us stand behind this community and let them grieve together.
St. John's County Sheriff Rob Hardwick announced that Bailey's body had been found in a wooded area, stabbed several times. The unnamed 14-year-old will be charged with second-degree murder. St. John's is about 23 miles south of Jacksonville, Florida. China may soon become the third country to safely touch down on the surface of Mars. On Friday, the China National Space Administration will attempt to land its rover Zhurong on the red planet. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Center for Disease Control says it will update their mask guidelines when they learn more. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The nation's top health officials faced tough questions this week at a Senate hearing on the government's pandemic response. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was asked about the agency's hesitancy to lift guidance on mask wearing, especially in outdoor settings and among people who aren't fully vaccinated. Dr. Walensky later told CNBC that the CDC hasn't updated its mask-wearing guidance because they're still waiting on more data on the real-world effects of the COVID vaccines.
So we were looking for science to ensure that the vaccine works just as well in the real-world setting as it did in the trials. We need to ensure that the vaccines are working against all of the circulating variants that we have here in the United States. We're following that carefully. And then we need to make sure that you're not an asymptomatic carrier if, in fact, you're vaccinated. So all of that science is emerging. That's what we're following, and we will use to update our guidance.
At this time, masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or out of the United States. GOP House of Representative leaders on Wednesday ejected Liz Cheney from their leadership ranks. Cheney says she plans to seek re-election to Congress representing Wyoming. In a statement issued after the vote, former President Trump said, "Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country." End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.